Lord, you formed us out of clay, and for your glory, we were made. Use this vessel, Lord, in this moment as you choose, and let my life, let it praise you. Speak to our hearts. Give us all ears to hear what your spirit has to say. And God, help us that we will be doers of your word and not hearers only. We ask and receive these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want to say praise the Lord and good afternoon to everybody. Amen. We thank God for his goodness, for his grace, for his mercy, for his faithfulness, for his love and kindness, for his compassion. Amen. We love the Lord. Amen. God is our everything. Amen. He's a good God. And we find no fault in him at all. Amen. We praise God for our dear brother and nephew, Eric. Amen. We continue to solicit your prayers for our dear niece, Pastor Elaine, and for my dear sister-in-law and my nieces and nephews that are here, and my cousins. Just pray for us. Amen. God has called us together, and some of us may have not come together in this moment, except it was for an appointment such as this. So we must make good on the opportunities that we have when we gather like this. And a lot has been said about our dear brother Eric, and we thank God for that. And one thing that we realize is his work is done, and we have yet work to do. And we understand and know that we are living in some perilous times. We're in a day where evilness and seducers and perverseness and wickedness is waxing worse and worse. And we need to be ready, because just a reminder, on the day that we naturally, that was the day that we began our exit. We came here leaving here. And sometimes we don't like to deal with that fact, but it's a fact nonetheless. And we need to be reminded that you're going to have to spend eternity somewhere. There is a heaven and there is a hell, and you cannot miss both of them. You're going to wind up somewhere. Eric can't say anything more, because his life has said what needs to be said on his behalf. So we're speaking to those of us who are still here. And there's a thought in my mind that I received from the scriptures. And here's the thought. The thought: comes from the scripture in John chapter 5. Dead right or dead wrong? Dead right or dead wrong? Like I said, we're leaving here. And God has given you an opportunity to decide, for those that may have not decided yet, which dead are you going to be? Are you going to be dead right, or are you going to be dead wrong? Eric made that decision when he was born again of the water and of the Spirit. The Bible declares that it is appointed unto man once to die. And after that, the judgment. So you can't escape dealing with death. Some people don't like to talk about death. Some people don't like to make arrangements for their exit. But the best arrangement that you can make is to make your calling and election sure, because you are leaving here. Here we don't have an abiding city. Either you're going to be dead right or you're going to be dead wrong. In the book of John, chapter number 5, Jesus is talking here. Just a little background. There was a man, very familiar passage of scripture, who was at the pool of Bethesda. And this man was sick for 38 years. And there was an occasion that an angel of the Lord would come down into the pool, and he would stir up the water. He would trouble the water. And after the angel of the Lord would trouble the water, whoever got in the pool, after that incident, they were healed. So here this man laid there for 38 years, and every time the angel would trouble the water, he couldn't get in the water fast enough. Someone would jump ahead and be healed. So Jesus comes to this man, and he asks them, "Do you want to be healed?" And the man explains, "Yes, I do, but someone jumps ahead." I'm paraphrasing, but you read that in the fifth chapter, in the beginning parts of the fifth chapter of St. John. And Jesus told the man, "Take up your bed and walk." So the man was healed. And just as it was then, so it is now. People don't have a problem with people getting healed, but people have a problem with Jesus. They had a problem with Jesus. It was on the Sabbath day. It was on a day that there wasn't supposed to be no work done. And so they saw the man. He obeyed the command of Jesus, "Take up your bed and walk." So the man took up his bed and walked. And then the religious people of that day, who were so stuck on keeping the ritualistic letter of the law, they had even forgot the very spirit of the divine word of God. So here they see this man walking around on the Sabbath day with his bed, and they say, "Who told you to do that? Don't you know it's the Sabbath?" And the man didn't even know who Jesus was. So, but the man took up his bed and he walked, and he went inside the temple, and then Jesus told him, "Look, now I healed you. Now you need to start living right, or else something worse is going to happen to you." I just want to pause and put something in here for my family and for those that are listening. Yes, we've had some encounters with God. Yes, we might have felt God tugging on our heart. That's the love of God trying to draw you unto salvation. So you got to go all the way. Listen, a lot of people, they talk about God, but they don't want to deal with Jesus Christ. So they had a problem. The religious people had a problem. So Jesus, now he's talking to the religious people, and in verse number 24 of chapter 5, I have the Amplified Version. Here's what Jesus is saying. He says, "I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, the person whose ears are open to my words, who listens to my message and believes and trusts in and clings to and relies on him who sent me possesses now eternal life." Listen, when you hear the word of God, you have to make up in your mind whether you're going to hear with your ears and hear with your heart. See, sometimes we come to situations like this and we enjoy the singing. Thank God for the singing. Thank God for the praise. Thank God for the worship. But you need to hear the word of God. You don't need to, this is not the time to zone out right now, because the word of God is life. God is trying to save somebody today, this afternoon, because I know and I realize everybody in the building ain't saved, but everybody in the building can be saved today. So when you hear the word of God, God said in one place, when you hear his word, don't you dare harden your heart. It ain't no time to zone out, and I wish you would sit down, and we ain't come for that. Listen, one day they have a memorial service for you. One day there's going to be a casket or a picture or whatever for you. And this is what your situation going to be. Either you're going to be dead right or you're going to be dead wrong. And you will not have time to get it together when we have to gather in a place similar like this for you. Listen, it's time for you to get saved. It's time for somebody to turn their back on a lifestyle of sin and shame. It's time. Listen, you said you loved Eric. Eric loved God. Eric was a man. Wait, no. We don't do that. We need to hear the word of God, because I ain't here to hype you. I ain't here to pump you up. I'm here to declare the word of God to you, because God has declared in his word that it's by the word of God that we live. Listen, I'm trying to encourage somebody. God's trying to save your life. You can't escape if you don't make up your mind that I want to be dead right. Glory. Hallelujah. And guess what? For everybody that wants to be dead right, we can bury you this afternoon. We got some water in a pool right there. We can bury you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And God said he'll give you the gift of the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. I advise you, I encourage you to take advantage of what God has done. God died in the person of Jesus Christ. He came in the flesh. He condemned sin in the flesh. Listen, just in case you're unaware, if you are walking around right now without having received salvation, I want to tell you today very clearly, you are a dead man walking. Oh, yes, you are, because all of your trespasses and all of your sins are still hanging over your head. You came in here dead, but you can leave out alive. Glory. Hallelujah. You can leave out of here with the Holy Ghost on the inside. You can leave out of here with the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and the same spirit that Eric has. You hear what I said? I said has, because God is not the God of the dead. He's a God of the living. To be absent, I feel like preaching now, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So we don't mourn. This is not the end for Eric. Eric right now is in the presence of his God and our God and our Savior. Eric is dead right. He's sleeping in death. Glory. Hallelujah. And we have the very confidence of the word of God that those who died in Christ, glory, Eric's in that number, y'all. They, when Jesus comes back, he's going to bring not only Eric, but all the saints. Glory, hallelujah. Listen, we need to understand something. It does not matter. I got to tell this to some of us. It don't matter. Listen, if there's a casket here with a body in it or not, because this is just the outer shell. But what you need, if you want to be dead right, you need to get the Holy Ghost while you're animated, while you're walking around breathing, breathing God's air. Every breath we get, God loans it to us. While we're using up the energy and the activities of our limbs, you need to get the bona fide, genuine Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. That's how you die right. That's how you, listen, when you get this, you're going to live right, like Eric did. Some of y'all knew him before he got saved, and he ain't the same man that he was, but he met Jesus. Yes, he did. He repented of his sins. He turned his back.
back on a life of sin, and he was washed in the water of baptism, baptized in Jesus' name. He got filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave utterance. Changed his whole entire life, changed his outlook. So if you want to see the God of Eric, if you want to see the King of Eric, you need to do what Eric did. Son, daughter, siblings, you need to do what Eric did. He is dead right. I hear God said there's a time when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and those that hear it shall live. I'm so glad that you got a cloud of witnesses. We were walking around on God's earth, dead in trespasses and sins, but we heard the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. God allowed somebody to tell us the good news. We ain't got to die and go to hell. We ain't got to die and be eternally lost. And that's good news for a dying world. We heard the gospel. We believed the gospel. We obeyed the gospel. So God said, through Jesus Christ, there's a time coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of God, and those that hear it, they're going to live. I'm so glad I got life on the inside. If you shown up, got the genuine God sent Holy Ghost, you already have your ticket stamped. Glory, hallelujah. I told my wife, if I transition before you, I want something just like this. Don't spend no money on no casket, because I ain't going to be there. Glory, hallelujah. Spend your money and live until you go. But listen, all you need is a picture. That's all you need, because God is coming back for us. Listen, I said I want to be cremated. Let me help y'all. Ain't nothing wrong. I feel like preaching now. Ain't nothing wrong with being cremated. I got a news flash for you. If we believe, since we believe the very word of God, flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So go ahead. Once I transitioned, burn this old carcass, because I believe by the word of God that I'm going to have a body. Oh, glory. I'm going to have a body like Jesus Christ. So don't stress if your loved one want to be cremated. That ain't nothing to stress about. Here's what you should stress about. Are you saved? Are you ready to go? Cremate me. Bury me. It don't matter, because I've already been to the water, and I've already been baptized. I've already got God's spirit, and I'm ready for my flight. Glory, hallelujah. Flight one. Listen, they got folks in Texas, they got folks in Florida, and they evacuating because the storm is coming. God sent me to tell somebody, you need to evacuate this earth because the storm is coming. The wrath of God is about to be poured out. But God said, there's a shelter that you can run to. There's a shelter that you can get to. EMS, Eternity Management System. That's what God's word is. You need some. All we are is EMS workers. We're trying to tell you, flee from the wrath that is to come. There's a storm coming. It's more than category 5. There's a storm that's coming, and no man will be able to stand against the wrath of God. But we have a sure foundation. We're building our house. We're banking on the fact that God says what he means and means what he says. One night, there was a religious man who came to Jesus by the name of Nicodemus, and he said, "Lord, we know that you are a teacher sent from God, because can't nobody do what you do except God be with him." Jesus, in his ministry, did not get the big head and say, "Oh, well, you know, I just got it like that." If that had been some of us, we'd have said, "Yeah, I've been preaching for 30 years, and God just give me things." He wasn't cattered. He wasn't carried away. He told Nicodemus, that religious ruler, "You must be born again. We ain't got time to play with you and appease your flesh and pat on your sin. I stand here as your loved one. I stand here as your relative. I stand as a man of God and say you must be born again. If you expect to see the kingdom of God, you can't even see it unless you're born again of the water and of the spirit. You're gonna die. Yeah, you might be young. You might be yoked up and all swole because you've been pumping iron. But one day, that flesh is gonna decay. And one day, you're gonna have to stand before God and give an account to every single thing that you've done, that you thought you was big enough and bad enough and cool enough to do. And at that time, it will not be time to get things right. Get it right now. I have an expression: get right or get left. Hallelujah. What do you mean? Get right. Get your act together. Wait a minute, that's part of the problem. The act is part of the problem. You like to come, I feel like preaching now. You like to come into a church building and act like your life is together. Away with the acting. You gotta be right. Yeah, listen, you can clap your hands when everybody else clapped their hands. You can say amen because everybody on your row is saying amen. But everybody on your row may not be ready to go. You gotta make your calling and election sure. Don't come in here and be a Christian parakeet and mock everything that's going on. Learn the popular church phrases. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Listen, praise the Lord with your life. Let your life be a praise to God. Let your dedication and your consecration and your living a devoted life for God, let that be a praise. They said Eric was mild-mannered. He was quiet, but he lived his life for God out loud. What he lived, what he believed, he walked in it day by day. Listen, I remember visiting my nephew in his declining days, and a couple of times all he was saying was Jesus, Jesus. He had a praise on his lips, and God was interpreting the Jesus. And then when his dear wife and my dear wife went to see him on an occasion, and they supposed to be encouraging him, his last few words of clarity and thought, you know what he said? He said Eric was on the hospital bed with tubes and situations, and he looked at his dear wife and looked at his dear auntie, and he uttered these words of clarity. He said, "Everything's gonna be all right." Glory, hallelujah. Sitting there, he said, "Everything is gonna be all right." I thank God, because I believe that God was communing with my nephew on that hospital bed, and I believe God was communing with him in such a way that he wanted to encourage you, Elaine. He said, "Everything is gonna be all right." I can hear Paul say, "I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. Now there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, and not only for me, but to those that love his appearing. So Eric was letting you know everything's gonna be all right. I got my ticket stamped. I got the showing up Holy Ghost. So whenever God gets ready to transition me, Elaine, don't you worry. Everything's gonna be all right. Boldness, what confidence in God. See, when you're in a real relationship with God, God can let you know that everything will be all right. What kind of scripture you got for that? Go back. Here's your homework assignment. Look, when Jacob died, he was in such a relationship with God that he called all 12 of his sons around his bed, and he talked to every last one of his boys. He said, God's going to do this for you, and God's going to do this for you, and God's going to do this for you. In other words, he was saying that everything is going to be all right. So Eric is preaching his own funeral, his own memorial. He said, family, if you want to be saved, then everything is going to be all right. If you give your life over to the one who put breath in your body, then everything is going to be all right. You listen, you want some showing up goods in the hood? Take the Holy Ghost to the hood. Glory. That's the best good that the hood can ever have, is somebody that'll run back on Jefferson filled with the Holy Ghost. Somebody to go to University Village filled with the Holy Ghost. Y'all could talk about taking the block back. You can take the whole building back. You can take the whole city back with the power of the Holy Ghost. Listen, you're either going to be dead right or you're going to be dead wrong. But I encourage you, I beseech you, therefore, by the mercies of God, to do what Eric did. Present your body a living sacrifice. God wants young folks to be saved. You hear me, son? God has a plan for your life. Daughter, God has a plan for your life. Brother, God has a plan for your life. And don't let the devil fool you. Don't let him front you off and sell you a whole bunch of goods. Talk about it ain't nothing to that. Let me tell you what the devil got that you don't have and you don't want. He got a reserved seat in hell. He got his own VIP section in hell, and you don't want to go there. But if you're dead wrong, that's where you're going to wind up. Some people try to take hell out of the Bible. It's a real place. And the Bible said that hell enlarges itself without measure. Why? Because just like you don't want to choose God in this life, then there's a spot for you. There's an opening for you if you choose to turn your back or turn up your nose to the glorious message of Jesus Christ. What a message that Jesus saves. What a message that there's a remedy for my sins. What a message. I don't have to pay. We don't have to pay for all the sin that we have committed. But Jesus paid once and for all for the sin of mankind. He has obtained eternal redemption for us. God wants us to live with him in peace. But how you live is going to determine how you die. God wants you to be dead right. Don't you dare wind up a dead wrong. Listen, I got to warn you, because if you refuse this message, I'm going to be clear. Your blood is not going to be on my hands. God will bring this day into remembrance and ask you why you didn't believe the preacher. Well, he was just going on. No, he's trying to save your life. God's trying to save your life. He's not willing, the Bible said, that any... You say any should perish, but that all come to repentance. Change your heart, change your mind, change your life. Quit fronting. Take a look at your life. You jacked up. Your life is tore up from the flow up. You listen. There's nothing right in us at all. How can you talk like that? The Bible said there's no good thing that dwells in the flesh. Yeah. We can't be harder than the Bible. God's trying to help somebody. Dead right or dead wrong. But dead you will be. Dead right or dead wrong. That's up to you. I'm through. Somebody heard enough to get saved. Somebody heard enough to get saved. This is a memorial. How am I going? Where's my towel at? I'm sweating. Thank you. I don't mind sweating for the Lord. Amen. This is a homegoing and a memorial. I read somewhere in the Bible that there's joy in heaven in the presence of God's holy angels over one sinner that repents. I wonder if there's a sinner in here that needs to repent. Oh, there's sinners here. Don't get it twisted. I'm from the streets. There's some sinners in here. We ain't going front and say that everybody, no, everybody ain't living like God. Tell the truth. You know you ain't living like God wants you to live. Just be real with that. But you can change that right now. You can repent of your sins. Have a change of heart, change of direction, and say, okay, that's it, I'm through. I'm through. I'm through. I don't want to be dead wrong. I want to be dead. Anybody want to be dead right? Nobody want to be dead right? Oh, okay. All right. All right. Yeah, you want to be dead right. You want to leave out of here right. Huh? If you close your eyes for the last time, you want to close your eyes with confidence. So somebody want to get saved today? We got water. We got water in the pool. We will bury you. Will baptize you in Jesus' name for the removal of your sins. God will wipe your slate clean, y'all. Huh? God will wipe your slate clean. He'll wipe your slate clean. Yes, he will. I don't care what you've done. I don't care if you're a murderer, you're a gambler, you're a whoremonger. I don't care if you're a drug dealer. I don't care if you got weed in your pocket and crack in your glove compartment. I don't care. Jesus saved. I don't care if you run in them corners. I don't care if you holding down the block. Jesus saved. I don't care if you a felon. I don't care if you got warrants. I don't care if you on parole. I don't care if you on probation. Jesus saves. I don't care if you got an ankle bracelet, but you got to stay close to the house. We'll come to the house and baptize you. If you got a tub, Jesus saves. The Bible says, save yourself from this untoward generation. That means this whole generation is going against God. God wants to save somebody. God wants to save somebody. God wants to deliver somebody from eternal death. Dead wrong or dead right? You decide. You decide. Dead wrong or dead right? Thank you, Jesus. We ought to pray. We ought to be interceding for these souls. Right now, somebody's going to make a decision for good. Somebody's going to make a decision that will impact their eternal existence. This ain't no game. This ain't no game. This is the most serious thing that you can face. Of God give utterance. You can get it. You can get it. Oh, yes, you can. God's here for somebody. God wants to make this a memorial event in your life. Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Come on while there's still time.
Come on.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Get up on side. Come on. Come on, get up. Don't let your pride hold you in your seat. Don't let your pride hold you in your seat. Don't let your pride keep you captive. When God's trying to save your life, God's trying to save your soul. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, get up out of that seat. Shake yourself out of that seat. Shake yourself out of that condition. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on, Iramosa. Come on. You know you need to come. Yes, you do. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. You don't have as much time as you think you have. You need to come. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. God's trying to help you. 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 He's trying to help you. He's trying to help you. Come on. Come on. Don't run away. Run to God. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Complain. Come on. We ain't got much time. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. You need to come. You need to come right now. You need to come.
Don't wait. You better come.
Don't let it be said too late. Come on. That's right. We'll wait on you. You're that important to God that we will wait on you. Come on. This is your soul we're talking about. This is your eternal existence we're talking about. This is your eternal destination we're talking about. What's more important than that? What is more important than that? Nothing is more important than your eternal destiny. Dead right or dead wrong? You decide. Thank
Can't
you, Jesus.
Nobody do it like the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh.
Okay, all right. Where's Pastor Tracy? If you can hear me, let's get the address for Emmanuel Temple Church in Bakersfield. We want to put it on some paper because some of our people from Bakersfield, they want to know about a church in Bakersfield. Yeah. Amen?
Amen.
So Emmanuel Temple Church. Get the address to Emmanuel Temple in Bakersfield and print it out so we can hand it out at the repast. Suffragan Bishop Wofford is the pastor.
All right.
Amen? Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else?
He can do it. Oh, yeah.
All right. I got my niece. She's in Fort Lauderdale. She's in a shelter. And that's why we were videoing the service for her. And we want to keep her in prayer. My niece, Ebony. Amen. We're praying for you, Ebony. We love you. Amen. I feel like Paul did in one place when he was talking about his brethren. He said, my heart's desire for Israel is that they be saved. Because he was talking about his family. So my heart's desire for my family is that we be saved. That's my heart's desire, that we be saved. My heart's desire for all people is that they be saved and accept salvation that was so freely given by Jesus Christ. Amen. dead right or dead wrong. You decide. God bless you in Jesus' name. Yes. All right, turn me back on. Thank you. Okay, we're going to do the interment portion here now, and we will close in prayer, and in closing in prayer, we'll also pray for the food. Now, I was reminded that the repast is for family members. All right. Amen. All right. So, family members, once we dismiss, you exit out those doors and turn to your right and form a line. Someone will be there to direct you. All right. Thank you, Jesus. For as much as it has pleased Almighty God, in his wise providence, to take out of this world the soul of our deceased brother, we therefore commit his body to the ground, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, looking for the general resurrection in the last day and the life of the world to come through our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose second coming in glorious majesty to judge the world, the earth and the sea shall give up their dead, and the corruptible bodies of those who sleep in him shall be changed and made like unto his own glorious body, according to the mighty working whereby he is able to subdue all things unto himself. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy, God. We bless you for the life of your servant, Eric, how you shared him with us. We thank you for him being in our lives. And God, we pray that you would continue to bless his dear wife, Pastor Elaine. Strengthen, comfort, undergird her in the days and the moments that lie ahead. We pray for his family, his mother, his siblings, his children, his precious children, Lord God. We pray for the cousins. We pray for all the family. God, that you would just be the I am. Whatever we need you to be, we pray that you would be that. God, we thank you for even the food we're about to receive, for the nourishment and the strengthening of our bodies. God, we pray that this word that you declared through us will go with us, remind us, surround us, penetrate our minds with your word, that we might make a decision to make our calling and election sure, so that we can be dead right and not dead wrong. We ask and receive these blessings now unto him who is able to keep us without stumbling or slipping or falling, and to present us unblemished, blameless, faultless before the presence of his glory in triumphant joy and exaltation with unspeakable ecstatic delight, to the only one God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, splendor, majesty, might, and dominion, and power and authority before all time and now and forever, unto all the ages of eternity. In Jesus' name, amen. Go and be blessed.